they say God works in mysterious ways. We go through tests and difficulties so that God can determine our faith. Jesus said that we are blessed when faced with persecution in the name of righteousness. It earns you a seat in his kingdom. That's Matthew chapter 5, Sermon on the Mount. Now let's flip to the Quran and the Surah of the Cow. Yo, that's chapter 2, check out verse 155. Read that God will send us tests for the duration of our lives. But if we are patient and we keep our faith in God, he will shower us with blessings. That's a promise from Allah. Turn to Baha'u'llah and his book the Quran. Says if we accept his truth, God will put our soul to proof. Yeah, so when the friends of God are suffering with pain, all because of their beliefs, you won't see them complain. They embrace it with joy because of what's in the holy book. But that don't mean we let the persecutors off the hook. For 7 years, and they're facing 20, even though their innocence is clear. Prisoners of conscience, charging them with nonsense. Targets of prejudice, imprisoned with no evidence. Espionage, propaganda, and disturbing the peace. Their main pursuit was selfless service to humanity. The world is crying now for the Yaran, but this injustice is nothing new for Baha'is in Iran. Since the beginning, back in 1844, up to 20,000 executed, countless others persecuted. Fast forward up to 79, when the Islamic Revolution brought a brand new constitution, and keeping down Baha'is became systematized from the cradle to the grave, their rights taken away. Baha'i babies held in prison with their moms. When the children go to school, they're constantly ridiculed and insulted by their teachers, but it goes much deeper. Check out the secret document approved by the country's leader. Baha'i youth are banned from higher education, and adults are blocked from obtaining prominent occupations. Marriage not recognized, rightful pensions are denied. Cemeteries of Baha'is repeatedly get vandalized. Denied a proper burial for their deceased. Even when their daddy runs, Baha'i still can't. Now rest in peace. With a finer brush and share the stories of these 7 people taken off in handcuffs, portrayed as criminals, a threat to national security, all because they were leaders of Iran's Baha'i community. A school teacher and a principal, mother of 2, a social worker with a passion for empowering youth, an engineer and a scholar, an optometrist, a mom of 3 and developmental psychologist, a business owner working factories, father of 4, an industrialist served on the auxiliary board. All they wanted was to better their community. What have these 7 servants done to be punished so brutally? The world's praying for you every day. Your faith and certitude inspires the entire human race. Justice will come, my friends, so just stay strong. The world is with you, Yaran.